Hi, I'm here with Jerry Sam, who works for Pen Plus Bytes. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Would you like to tell everyone what your organization does?
Organization Pen Plus Bytes is actually the International Institute for ICT Journalism, and we empower the media through the use of ICTs. We train journalists, and we involve in accountability work and good governance issues, and then we train journalists on Revenue Watch projects, which is oil, on oil and gas, to bring more accountability and transparency in Ghana's newfound oil.
Fantastic. And during our meeting, you've been telling me about an interesting project which is linking with SMS and community radio stations for local accountability. Can you tell us a bit more about that project, please?
Okay, the project is called Enabling Governance and Transparency in Ghana Using New Media. And basically what we're doing is that we're tracking health and education in the local communities that we've selected. With this, what we do is we pick up the plans of the district assemblies, we break it down to, you know, little summaries that make sense to the community members and easy for them to notice what is happening in their community. And then they can question their community members, question their elected officials as to what they plan for them. Are they delivering those plans? So one of those things that they can do is they can send SMS to us, which we can then forward on to the elected officials to find out, this is what the community members are saying. Are you doing it for them? We also have radio programs that they can phone in. Radio programs, we bring in the elected officials on, so they can phone in and inquiry them, you know, as to what they are saying on the program, that they've delivered a promise, and the committee members will say, no, the promise has not been done. Or they can congratulate them and say, yes, you're doing very well for us, and next year, can you do this for us? Yes.
This is fantastic, and obviously this is having a big impact on transparency in Ghana. Can you say why you think transparency is so important for Ghana?
Okay, what we have is that we have a very good democracy. We have peaceful elections, but then what happens after elections? The politicians then have their way, and then they decide what they do for the people, whether the people knowing what they actually deserve or what they, you know, they is due them. With this transparency project, it gets the community members actually to question the elected officials, get them to be transparent about their taxes that they pay, to get them to, you know, develop projects that are impact driven for them in their community to make their lives better.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.